Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, dear listeners, to Atom Trade Islam International. Yes, sir, we welcome you once again to the program. It is the Ramadan Rapid Fire course. Today is Friday. We started 1, 2, 3, 4. Tonight is the fourth day, Mali Sahib Sahib. It's not the third day, like you're telling me, the last couple of months, last couple of seconds. It is the fourth day, subhanAllah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept for all our fasts. And again, dear listeners, the lines are open at Radio Islam International. Number to call for the quiz, it is 011-854-1548. I almost gave my house number. My mind is not here. Anyway, 854-1548 is the number to call. Inshallah, we're going to be taking on three random callers. And inshallah, we're waiting for the three contestants to come on board. When you call him, you've got to give your name, you've got to give your ID numbers, your addresses, your telephone number, your landline number, and even your cell phone number. That is it, Jim. Alright, Mali Sahib Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today you're not telling me I mustn't speak loud, so I'll speak. How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, Mulana Sahib, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, I was just confused what you were saying. You were telling me a few months back, few days back, few minutes back, few seconds back. I didn't catch that. Can you just repeat that? What were you telling you?
Today Rosa had me a little bit, Mali Sahib Sahib.
Oh, and then when I came into the studios,
as well,
can I just share this with the listeners? When I came to the studios, and if you would like to explain to the listeners what you are doing with the computer and what technology, I told you not to break your head. If you are too old, just leave it. What were you trying to do?
I don't know, this computer system is also, I don't know what was happening here, but inshallah we'll sort it out after the course, inshallah.
You'll sort it out?
Well, I'll sort it out, Jimali. So I think it's just your modem is not connected properly, your linkages are not properly, but we'll sort it out afterwards, inshallah.
See, because the first 2 days I came in, you were skipping rope here and keeping yourself very fit. Today you were doing some other physical activity inside the studios while waiting for me.
I got to watch what you're doing here, because Mali Sahib Sahib tells our listeners everything we're doing, gee. I was skipping the other day, my engineer Sahib Hafiz Sahib, now he was drinking dragon juice. And you should see how he was performing a few minutes ago.
It's an energy drink.
Yeah. Okay, Mali Sahib Sahib, enough of your talk, inshallah. I say jazakallah for your input. The lines are open. Hafiz Sahib is busy on the other side. We're waiting for the calls to come through. Listeners, whopping 60 grams is up for grabs on the Radio Islam Rapid Fire course this Ramadan, inshallah. You got to go head to head with two fellow contestants every night, inshallah. And the winner will be winning 1,000 rands. The daily winner takes in 1,000 rands instantly and gets a chance to participate again on the weekend, inshallah. We're taking a break. When we come back, inshallah, we start off the quiz. Don't go away.
This quiz is proudly sponsored by Metro Home City, a world in one store. Shop online at www.metrohomecity.co.za for great specials, or visit us at 410 Madiba Street, Pretoria.
The Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil triple refined pure sunflower oil and Sunshine D margarines and spreads. High in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting.
Honeybee, your baking and appliance specialist, stockist of famous brands like Medimix, Kenwood and Philips. Come into Honeybee now and save 011-854-1420.
Continental Cash and Carry, over 7,500 square meters of stock. Call us on 010-594-2085.
الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته فأقر رسلا فضلا وعلا عهد السبلا بدلالته الله
All right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to listeners to Trade Islam International. We continue, inshallah. We have our three contestants. Mali Saib Saab, lovely nism to start with the program, subhanallah. Lovely theme nism for this Ramadan quiz. As-subhu bada min tala'atihi wa laylu dajami wafratihi. Kanzul karami mawlan ni'ami hadil umami li shari'atihi, subhanallah. What a beautiful lesson, subhanAllah. The light of dawn is from the radiance of his face. The sparkle of the night is from the glimmer of his hair. I'm not talking about you, brother.
Oh.
Anyway, Jim, subhanAllah, we're talking about our beloved noble master, Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The light of dawn is from the radiance of his face. The sparkle of the night is from the glimmer of his hair. He is the treasure of grace, the treasure of mercy, the guide of the nation towards his sharia, subhanAllah. And we find that your listeners, Jibreel alayhi salam, the poet saints, came on the night of Mi'raj. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala invited him to the Asman, وَالْرَبُّ دَعَى لِحَضْرَتِهِ. Beautiful lesson, Mali Saib Saab, Jazakum Allah. We have our three contestants on the line. Let's welcome our three contestants. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our first contestant, Ji.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Ben?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. May I ask, where are you calling from, sister?
Indonesia.
You are over 16 years of age?
Ji.
You sure about that, eh?
Ji.
Alright. Are you familiar with the quiz? We're going to be asking you approximately 7 questions. You got, did I say it right? 7 questions. You got 60 seconds to answer your questions. Yeah. Sorry?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, but there's quite a bit of noise in the background, quite a bit of children in the background. If you can just let the husband look after them, it will be appreciated.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you ready, Appa?
Yeah.
Okay, here goes the questions. How many wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were alive at the time of his demise? 1, 8, 2, 9, 3, 10.
9.
How do you spell the word conscientious? Conscientious.
Sorry?
How do you spell the word conscientious?
C-O-N-T-E-N-T-I-O-U-S.
Question 3. Ramla, one of the blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is more commonly known as 1, Umm Shariq, 2, Umm Habiba, 3, Umm Salama.
2.
What does the word kufuwan mean in Surah Ikhlas? Kufuwan.
Equal.
What is the gateway to the Gulf of Iran?
Pass.
Which Sahabi was killed by Ibn Muljim? Sayyidina Umar 1, 2, Sayyidina Uthman 2, 3, Sayyidina Ali.
Can you repeat the answers again?
Sayyidina Umar is 1, Sayyidina Uthman is 2, Sayyidina Ali is 3.
Sayyidina Umar.
When will the next election take place in South Africa?
2019.
2019, sister, who told you that, may I ask? Sorry?
Guessed.
You guessed. When it comes to politics, you cannot guess, sister, you know. Anyway, Mali Saib Saab, mashallah, it is 2019, sister. The next election is going to take place in South Africa. Mali Saib Saab never know about that one, gee. He thought it's in 2030. No, Mali Saib Saab, not 2030, it's 2019. So much may I am, my brother. Jazakumullah. All right, so we have how many right, Mali Saib Saab? You can just stop drinking your coffee there and count for a while here. Sister has got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct, sister.
Gee, I'm just checking question number 6.
Sorry?
Question number 6, was it correct?
So what about question 6, Mali Saib Saab? Are you questioning my integrity?
No, just your memory.
Oh, okay. Question number 6 is wrong. Sister said, I think Sayyidina Uthman, the correct answer is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Ji, in that case, 4 is the correct answer, Malana.
Jazakumullah, it took you very, very long to count 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's not about counting, it's just being about fair. And
there's
lots of responsibility that goes with this. So
okay,
I have to make sure I can't take chances.
Oh, yes, responsibility, Jazakumullah. All right, so we have how many right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Sister, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. 4 right, mashallah, going very, very well. Okay, sister. All right, you know, if you haven't won as yet, don't get too happy. I'm probably going to tell you towards the end of the competition how many you got right and if you are the winner.
Inshallah.
If you're the winner, sister, would you like to donate the money to Radio Islam International or to the poor and the needy?
Part of it,
I think that's also against Sharia for you to ask questions like that, Mulana Kara.
All right, we'll talk about the amounts later, sister.
Yes,
let's first see who is the winner.
It's against the rules of Radio Islam as well as Sharia also. You can't do things
like that. You've got too many principles in your life. Okay. Line number 2, line number 3, we have our second contestant, Mali Saib Saab. Would you like to ask a question? My brother, over to you. We have Sister Zainab on the line. Zainab, we welcome you once again to the program, sister. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah, mashallah, sister. Are you ready for the quiz, Appa?
Yeah, inshallah.
All right. 60 seconds to answer 7 questions. If you get 4 right, you're going to have a sudden death. Possibly, if you get more right, you can be the winner of 1,000 rands, Appa.
Inshallah.
Okay, jazakumullah. When you say it's up, go ahead, brother.
Gee, Sister Zainab, do you have any questions before you proceed?
No.
Okay, let's start. Who was the first disbeliever to ignite the Battle of Badr? Number 1, Abu Jahl. Number 2, Abu Sufyan. Or number 3, Aswad bin Abdul Asad Makhzumi?
Number 2.
Next question. What is the actual name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's great grandson, Zainul Abidin? Number 1, Ali ibn Hussein. Number 2, Hussein ibn Ali. Or number 3, Hassan bin Hussein?
That would be number 1.
What does the word Al-Falaq mean in Surah Al-Falaq?
Surah Al-Falaq. Surah Al-Falaq. Oh, yeah, Rab. Okay, you can just continue. Mark, it means the dawn.
What is the largest bay in the world?
The largest bay in the world? Pass.
In whose Khilafah was the last Persian emperor killed? Number 1, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Number 2, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Number 3, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu.
Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu.
In which place in South Africa was the Freedom Charter adopted?
Pretoria.
When was that, sister, may I ask? And in which history book was it written? You know, we just got our history facts a bit upside down here. In which place in South Africa was the Freedom Charter adopted? So where was it in Pretoria, Appa?
I don't know.
What I do know is that Pretoria has got a lovely zoo there, Pretoria Zoo. Mm. But we don't know about the Freedom Charter being adopted in Pretoria, sister. The answer there is Kliptown.
Kliptown, okay.
And Kliptown is not in Pretoria, it's just out of Lanesia.
Yeah.
All right, we're just all learning, sister. Jazakumullah. All right. Molly Swaibsab, let's go through the answers. All right. We were going to ask you also, the next question, sister, was to spell a certain word, but unfortunately time was up.
Okay.
All right. So, Molly Swaibsab, how many does she have right?
I wasn't keeping score at the time.
Not keeping score. See, you just spoke about responsibility 2 minutes ago, my brother. You have 2 right, jazakumullah, and unfortunately, sister, you're not the winner for today.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Just a bit of history reading more, inshallah. Maybe the next quiz, you can get the history questions correct, okay?
Inshallah.
Okay, sister. Jazakumullah for participating, and congratulations once again. But every competition has just 1 winner then. Jazakallah, okay?
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All right, Malik Swaibsab, we had first contestant getting 4 right, mashallah. Hmm. Second contestant getting 2 right. I'm just going to go through the answers here once again. Who was the first disbeliever to ignite the Battle of Badr? The answer is Aswad bin Abdul Asad Makhzumi. Hmm. How do you spell the word conscience? Conscience, Malik Swaibsab, it's C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E. All right. What is the actual name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's great grandson Zainul Abidin? The correct answer there is Sayyidina Ali bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. What does the word Al-Falaq in Surah Al-Falaq mean? Brother?
It's break of dawn, Malana Kara.
All right. One out of one, mashallah. Break of dawn, mashallah. The largest bay in the world. The largest bay in the world, it is the Bay of Bengal. And in whose Khalifa was the last Persian emperor killed? The answer there is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And in which place in South Africa was the Freedom Charter adopted? Molly Swaibsab, tell us a little bit more about the Freedom Charter. What was it? And by whom was it signed, my brother?
It was signed by ANC members, Mulana Kara.
Signed, yes, we know it was signed by them. Reason for that, what was the contents of the Freedom Charter, Mulsam? I want to learn.
The word explains itself that freedom means when they got freedom, charter, it's, you know, you get charters, and adopted means taken. So is it so difficult? Tell which grade you went to school, Mulana Kara.
Okay, all right. I thought you were going to talk about a charter plane. Anyway, sister, contestant number 3. Or is it a brother? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brother. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, and you, Manana?
Alhamdulillah, jazakallah for asking. My engineer Sub was telling us that you don't have an ID number, so I asked him, is the brother possibly from Jupiter or Mars? You have no ID number, my brother?
No, Maaf Mulana, it was a mistake, Mulana.
Oh, okay, okay, don't worry. All right, don't worry. We're all human beings. Okay, my brother?
Yes, Mulana.
Where are you calling from, my friend?
Zakaria Park, Mulana.
Hey, subhanAllah, Jazakallah, not very far from Lens. And your lovely name is?
Huzaifa.
Huzaifa, Huzaifa. Sorry, I'm asking so many questions, okay? We're all just friends. Okay, here goes the questions. Brother Hudhaifa, we got 7 questions. You've got 60 seconds to answer, my brother. Okay, you've got to get 4 right, or you've got to get more than 4 right to be in the competition. If you get more than 4 right, you're going to be the winner. If you get 4 right, you're going to be having the sudden death question. Samajh mein aaya? Okay, Jazakallah. Here we go. Here's the questions. Question number one. In which battle did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite the couplet, I am a Nabi, there is no lie in this, I am the son of Abdul Muttalib? 1. Hunayn. 2. Tabuk. 3. Khandaq.
3. Khandaq.
How do you spell the word foreign?
F-O-R-U-M.
Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi's teacher Nafi rahmatullah alayhi was a freed slave of 1. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas. 2. Sayyidina Ibn Umar. Or 3. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiyallahu anhum.
3.
Or what does the word sudur mean from an-nas?
Pass.
What is the largest gulf in the world?
The Gulf of Mexico.
What is the name of the Sahabi who set the trend of performing 2 rakats of salah before being executed? 1. Sayyidina Khubayb. 2. Sayyidina Khabbab. Or 3. Sayyidina Bashir radiyallahu ta'ala anhum.
3. Sayyidina Bashir.
Who is the mayor of Pretoria? Or what is the mayor of Pretoria? Who is the mayor of Pretoria?
Herman Mashaba.
Huh?
Herman Mashaba.
Herman Mashaba. He's the mayor of Pretoria, my brother. Since when was he the mayor of Pretoria?
Ex-Milana was a bit under pressure.
Okay, now it's fine, my brother. We're all learning. Wali Saib Saab thought it's Johan van der Merwe. It's not Johan van der Merwe, Wali Saib Saab. The mayor of Pretoria is not Johan van der Merwe. He's long, long deceased, Wali Saib Saab. The mayor of Pretoria is Soli Msimanga.
Hmm.
Okay, my brother? Josefa, Soli Msimanga. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, my brother. We're all learning. Just one question. The word foreign. Spell it again fast, my brother.
Forum or foreign?
Foreign.
F-O-R-E-I-G-N.
All right. Sorry,
I apologize. I heard foreign.
Forum, yeah, I thought so. I was wondering how you spell foreign, like how the way you spell foreign, you know, F-O-R-U-M. But anyway, my brother, Jazakumullah, even if you got that one right, you would have got 2 right, but you got 1 right. Not very, very bad, my brother. Not very bad. We're all learning, inshallah, okay?
Mulana, I just want to ask him, how old is Huzaifa?
Huzaifa?
Mulana, I'm 13.
13.
We would have disqualified him, Mulana, because it's for over 16 and over.
16 and over.
That's why you asked that sister first before...
Oh, Jim Mulana, I didn't know Mulana.
No, it's fine, my brother, it's fine. Jazakallah for
participating. Give him a fine.
We've got to give you a fine now. You've got to invite us for a braai, okay? Jazakallah for participating, inshallah. Wait another 3 years, then you can claim big money, okay? Inshallah. Jazakallah, my brother. Make dua for us in the month of Ramadan. And all the best, okay?
Jazakallah.
Nice talking to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All right, Wali Saib Saab. You just had to break the guy's mood. Anyway.
Like I said, we have to be fair. You mentioned the rules are also available on our website. If you're not sure, you can always double-check.
My brother, rules are rules. Like Wali Saib Saab saying, rules are rules. Rules cannot be twisted, okay? So, Wali Saib Saab, mashallah, we have our contestant number 1. She had 4 right. Okay? Second contestant had how many right, Wali Saib? 2.
Just two.
Mm. And the third contestant had 1 right.
She only 1.
Sister, first contestant, are you there, Ben? Sister, first contestant, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Jazakumullah. All right, don't shout at us. Just say nicely, yeah. Okay. Appa, we said, Mali Saib Saab was asking a few minutes ago, are you going to donate the money back to Radio Islam? Are you going to give it to some charity organization? Many poor people in our area, you know, we're eating so nicely, samosas, everything. People in the locality don't afford. So are you sponsoring the money to them? You're giving the money to them? Or is the money coming back to Radio Islam International?
I don't think you have to wait for her answer, Mulana Kara. You are pressurizing the sister there.
All right. Appa?
Yes.
Congratulations. 1,000 rands coming up your way.
Jazakallah.
Right. I mean, you don't have to give it to us, okay, Appa?
Inshallah,
you don't have to give
something.
It to... Jay?
Inshallah, I'll donate something.
Okay, okay, inshallah. Not something small, something big to the radio. Jazakumullah. Request for du'as, Appa, you're the winner. 1,000 rands coming up your way. And also, inshallah, we're going to talk, we're going to have the weekly finals, and you'll be a participant in the weekly finals as well, Appa.
Yes.
Congratulations, mashallah, okay?
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu
alaikum. What did she say towards the end, Musa? Oh, she made salam.
She just replied.
Oh, she just replied to the salam. Anyway, well, you say, Jazakallah for the contest, mashallah, we have a winner system. And the first contestant was a male on Friday night, Abdul Hamid Rasool. Second contestant, Saturday night was Sister Hawa Bibi. Last night we had a sister as well, and today we have a sister as well.
Sisters are leading.
Jazakumullah.